This sportscast is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet, a five-time Chevrolet Dealer of the Year. Stop by Seguin Chevrolet today at 509 West IH-10. High school football, the Seguin Matadors rolled up nearly 500 yards of total offense and earned their second straight win in dispatching Brazoswood in El Campo on Friday night. Matador quarterback Corey Daly threw for 310 yards and a touchdown. He also ran for 71 and two scores as Seguin finished their non-district schedule with a 34-27 victory over the Buccaneers. The Mats head into District 13 5A play this week with a 2-1 record. Up by a touchdown with 34 seconds in the half, the Matadors cushion their lead with a long TD drive that took less than 20 seconds. Aiden Avila would run a kickoff out from 5 yards deep in the end zone and advance the ball to the Seguin 26-yard line with 18 seconds left. On the next play, quarterback Corey Daly hit Avila down the middle of the field, and the junior wide receiver forged ahead to the Brazoswood 45-yard line. The Matadors, out of timeouts, rushed to the line of scrimmage, and Daly would spike the ball with 9 seconds on the clock. Daly then launched a long ball down the right side that wide receiver Daniel Pignon would haul in with an over-the-shoulder diving grab at the 2-yard line with 2 seconds to go. With the clock stopped for first down, Brazoswood called a timeout, and then Daly ran the ball into the end zone on the half's final play. The 74-yard drive in 18 seconds gave Seguin a 27-13 lead at the break. After the Buccaneers tied the game in the third quarter, the Mats responded late in the third and early in the fourth with a 75-yard touchdown drive that ended with a Daly 5-yard run to account for the final scoring in the game. The Mat defense would come up with 2 interceptions in the fourth quarter to keep the Buccaneers off the board. Marcus Troy had his second interception in as many weeks to turn away a Buccaneer drive, and late in the fourth, reserve defensive back Zayden Silva picked off a Brazoswood pass that allowed the Matador offense to run out the clock and head back to Seguin with the victory. The Matadors put up 480 yards of total offense while the defense held Brazoswood to 286 total yards. Avila finished the game with 134 yards receiving on 10 catches. Running back Ian Moreno carried the ball 24 times for 107 yards and 2 touchdowns. Linebacker Zayn Goldsberry led Seguin defensively with 8 tackles, 2 for a loss, and he had a sack. Troy also had 8 tackles to go with his interception, and linebacker Damian Garcia had 7 tackles, including 2 for a loss. Seguin will open district play on the road this Friday at Victoria East. The game will kick off at 7 p.m., and we'll have the game on AM 1580 KWED and streaming at SeguinToday.com. In other area games on Friday, the Class 3A Marion Bulldogs fell for the first time this season in a 51-27 defeat at Class 4A Gonzales. Marion quarterback Cade Pape threw for 3 touchdowns, and he ran for another in the loss. Marion will be on the road again this Friday to take on another Class 4A opponent. The Bulldogs will be in Lago Vista to take on the Vikings. Kickoff is set for 7:30 Friday night. And the Navarro Panthers dropped a 21-13 decision on the road to the Canyon Lake Hawks. Austin Davidson and Emerson Elder had touchdown runs to account for the Navarro scoring. The Panthers, 1-2 on the season, will be at home this Friday to host Lavernia. The game kicks off at 7:30 p.m. at Irwin Lee Field in Geronimo. College football, the Texas Lutheran Bulldogs fell to Howard Payne 28-18 Saturday evening at Bulldog Stadium. TLU travels to Southwestern this Saturday. Kickoff in Georgetown is scheduled for 7 p.m. And finally, high school volleyball. The Seguin Lady Matadors won a battle for first place in District 27-5A with a sweep at San Antonio Edison on Friday, taking the match 25-20, 25-12, and 29-27. The Lady Matadors moved to 5-0 a district play while handing Edison their first district loss. Seguin will look to go to 6-0 in district tomorrow when they host San Antonio Highlands at Goldie Harris Gym. The Navarro Lady Panthers fell to Class 4A 11th-ranked Davenport on Friday at Navarro High School. The Lady Panthers took the first set 25-21 before falling in the next three, 25-19, 25-16, and 25-21. Navarro will next host the Randolph Lady Rohawks on Tuesday night. The Marion Lady Bulldogs earned a sweep of New Braunfels Long Creek on Friday. Marion took out the Lady Dragons 25-11, 25-20, and 25-16. Marion will travel to Luling for their next match on Tuesday. And the Lifegate Lady Falcons are in action tonight. The Lady Falcons will host Victoria Cobra Homeschool. First serve is set for 6 p.m. this evening at Lifegate Christian School. Sports on KWED is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet at 509 West IH-10. Find all their new and pre-owned inventory as well as exclusive deals at SeguinChevrolet.com. Chris Austin, KWED Sports.